is News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Side of the Moon. It's a little bit of David Gilmour. We're going to hear from some people who have loved Pink Floyd through the years and the importance of this album for so many, including the person who turned me on to it when I was in college and young, my college roommate. First, let's hear from Dave Marsden. Dave Marsden has had an impressive career, the man behind one of the most unique radio stations in the world, CFNY. It was playing new music at a time when nobody else was in the 80s, but also he was a DJ on Chum FM. And that's her sister station now here in Toronto. When he was, he did not know at the time, he was the first person to play Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, my gosh, do I ever remember that night. Oh, I mean, Dark Side of the Moon was unknown to anybody. I played the first side, and I got to play the second side. I played the second side, and then I thought, I got to play it all again. And the phones were going crazy, and it was just nutty. And at the time, we didn't realize that it was the world premiere of Dark Side of the Moon. If I'd known that, Chum FM probably would have been disappointed. But, you know, just because I loved it so much, I'm going to do it all over again on my show on Friday at nythespirit.com. And trust me, after 50 years, Dark Side of the Moon is still one of the great albums that we each and every one of us had an opportunity to share.
We'll hear from Jeff Woods, who does a great show talking about classic albums, and also Richard Krauss. And we'll do a mini draft of best songs on the album this hour as well. But first, here's my college roommate on why he was such a huge fan of this album.
Hi, this is Greg Moulton, and I've been asked by Jim to explain why it is I like Dark Side of the Moon so much. It's celebrating its 50th anniversary today, and I could go with a standard answer and say, well, you know, it's the best-selling album of all time. It's the greatest 70s album of all time. It ranks at number 3 on albums musically of all time, but that really is what everybody would say about it. But really, being a fan of Pink Floyd, it was one of the albums that blew me away. I was a fan of their early stuff, the psychedelic stuff, and this was kind of a departure for them from the psychedelic era. Now, they've had some great albums since, but I don't think they've ever been able to top Dark Side of the Moon, not musically or successfully. They kind of started out with a lot of psychedelic music. They did some movie soundtracks with More and Obscured by Clouds. They did probably my least favorite album was Atom Heart Mother, but that kind of led the way to Dark Side of the Moon, because Dark Side of the Moon was a concept album. Atom Heart Mother was as well. It just wasn't as well done. But Dark Side of the Moon flowed from one song to the next, to the next, to the next. Then you flip the album over and you listen, and it was all flowing again. And they really seemed to come together musically. It was rock. There was a little bit of psychedelic there, but more rock than psychedelic. And I think that's what makes it my favorite album, is that it was a transition period. It really reflected how David Gilmour was also important with the band. And that would be why I enjoyed Dark Side of the Moon so much and listened to it over and over again.
And I had to listen to it over and over again, as he was my college roommate. And then I was like, okay, I can understand Pink Floyd. But one of the greats in this country when it talks about appreciating music is Jeff Woods, who used to be a colleague of mine. He's at every job in the music industry and in radio, including programming Q107. He's a busy guy now. Here's Jeff.
Yes, Jeff Woods from Records and Rock Stars, the radio show and podcast. Some of us, maybe you, remember the first time or a special time hearing the landmark Pink Floyd album of March 1, 1973, called The Dark Side of the Moon. There's so much of interest about this record, but the two things I'm going to share with you, A, have to do with talking to three of the four guys who made the record album, and B, telling you that it's the one album I count on when testing out a new pair of stereo speakers. I mean, so good from the first cut to the final cut. If you can turn The Dark Side of the Moon up all the way and it sounds like the band is in the room with you, you bought the right pair of speakers. I just played it a minute ago, again, for the millionth time, through my Bose 901s. And not to shame anybody listening, but don't be silly and play classic albums through little wee Bluetooth speakers that sit on the kitchen island where you sip wine. It's time to get back to basics with a proper power amp and speakers and a turntable. Now, as for the guys from Pink Floyd that I talked to, Roger was argumentative as usual. But those words he wrote when he was like 28 years old, unbeatable. And so we put up with them, to a point. Unless you're David Gilmour, who's had it up to here with the rhetoric of Waters. I did manage to get Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason to speak to the content, the lyrics of the songs in The Dark Side of the Moon, last we spoke in New York City. Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason on The Dark Side of the Moon and Roger Waters.
Well, I think in terms of the writing, certainly in terms of the lyrics, the thing I think is perhaps most interesting about it is that they were written by Roger when he was in his early mid-20s, but they are as relevant and possibly even more relevant to a 50, 60-year-old than they are to that age group. And that, I think, is one of the sort of the most extraordinary aspects of the whole work, that it has, in terms of relevance, it's as relevant now as it was then, and if not more so.
There he is, Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason, and there's lots of artist interviews and stories about the music on the Records and Rockstars podcast at jeffwoodsradio.com.
We thank Jeff for putting that together. Richard Krauss, who we know as someone who loves movies, also, I think, loves music just as much. Here he is commenting earlier today.
Hey, everybody. I'm Richard Krauss from the podcast Last Call with Richard Krauss. I was about 8 years old when Dark Side of the Moon came out, and the coolest record I owned back then was probably the Chipmunks Sing the Beatles. So I wasn't a hipster, but I became aware of Dark Side of the Moon courtesy of my 16-year-old brother Gary, who was a hipster, and he had all the really cool records. I remember being freaked out by the weird paranoid face on his copy of Court of the Crimson King, but I loved the cover of Led Zeppelin 3 with the rotatable wheel that changed the look of the cover artwork when you spun it around. I would see the covers of his records usually littered on the floor of his bedroom, but the records themselves were off limits to me and my habit of leaving little greasy fingerprints on the vinyl. Anyway, I was a terrible sleeper, and one night after being up all night, I finally managed to fall asleep as the sun came up. As I lay there, out like a light, it's getting later and later for school, so my mother told my brother to wake me up. Now, being a genius, he did that by loading all his stereo equipment in my room, his giant speakers on either side of my bed, turning up the volume to 11, and playing Time, the Pink Floyd song from Dark Side of the Moon that begins with dozens of alarm clocks going off at ear-splitting volume. I leapt out of bed, probably swore for the first time in my life, and punched him in the mouth. It was a jarring introduction to that record, and every time I play that album, I think about what an a**hole my brother was that day.
That's great. We thank all of those people, Greg Moulton, also Richard Krauss, David Marsden, and Jeff Woods, for their thoughts on what is considered one of the greatest albums of all time, greatest selling record of all time. So we thought we'd do a mini draft with two teams picking their favorite songs from Dark Side of the Moon. Eric and Daryl are next here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network.
It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Here's your host, Jim Richards.
Marking the 50th anniversary on what is considered one of the greatest rock albums of all time, Pink Floyd's masterpiece, Dark Side of the Moon. With a mini draft, if you hear us when we normally do it on Tuesday, it's basically like a sports draft where we ask two experts in their field to draft their favorite, in this case, song. Categories could be one-hit wonders or guilty pleasures. Today, it's songs off of Dark Side of the Moon. So that means Eric Alper, who is a great music correspondent, a blogger, and a man you probably have heard on the radio station a lot. Check him out at ericalper.ca or on his Twitter. And Daryl Sturden joins us right now as well, and he is the founder of the White website, Tinnitus. Guys, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having us. We're all ready to go.
We're going to shove this in here. We usually do two segments, but I thought first, guys, could you give me a short little spiel on what you think makes this album so great, Daryl?
Oh, wow. It's just a classic. It's an album, you know. It's one of those things you put on and listen to from start to finish, and it's perfect on headphones. It's great in an altered state, shall we say. It's the ultimate 70s record.
All right. What about you, Eric?
It's probably the greatest album that encompasses all that is life, birth, money, sex, and then death. And no other album, I think, just was able to hit on all of those four areas so well and so meaningful.
Let's do both of your number fives. We're going to start off with Eric Alper. Eric, your number five song is Eclipse.
It's the last song pretty much on the record. It's song number 10, and I love it because it brings it back to the first song on the album, so it's a nice closer.
Pink Floyd's Us and Them. Daryl, that's your number five song. Why?
It's one of Roger Waters' many anti-war numbers, but it's also set inside this dreamy, drifting ballad. It's got great echoing vocals, that gorgeous sax work from Dick Perry, swelling churchy organ from Rick Wright. It's the longest song on the album, and it's just a masterpiece.
We're counting down each of our experts' favorite five songs from Dark Side of the Moon. So let's go to number four now. Pink Floyd's Brain Damage. Why is this such a great song for you, Eric?
Because it's really about Sid Barrett, who endured a mental breakdown, and the lines in the song just encompasses the whole record. And if the band you're in starts playing different tunes, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
Great song. It's funny, so many of these songs I think people know, not knowing that they, oh, that's from Dark Side of the Moon. Here's the number four pick for Daryl. The Great Gig in the Sky. Daryl?
I think it's one of the most unique songs that Pink Floyd have recorded. I mean, it's got those incredible wordless vocals from Claire Torrey. I love the fact that she was only paid £30 for it and didn't even know she was on the album until she saw it at a record store. And she got an out-of-court settlement in 2005. And I'd love to know what the check was for.
Oh, man, I can't imagine. Okay, that's number four from Daryl. Let's go to the number three. We're at number three. Eric Alper, Any Color You Like.
The reason why I love this song is because I think I figured it out when I was a little bit high, trying to figure out what this album was about. And it's really about the fact that you can have a different life, you can be from anywhere in the world, but it's all the same. You go through the exact same emotions as pretty much anybody else. You can have as many different choices, but any color you like, they're all going to be the same, which is where the title comes from.
It's the Dark Side of the Moon's 50th anniversary, and we're counting down each of our experts' five favorite songs from the album. That was number three from Eric Alper, Any Color You Like. Number three from Daryl Sturden is
I just love this one. It's got such a great group, you know. It's Gilmore and Wright for the music, and Rick Waters, Roger Waters on the lyrics. I mean, you've got Gilmore and that gorgeous lap steel, the hazy vocals. Rick Wright's organ is just perfect. It's just a little gem, you know.
Beautiful. Pink Floyd's Breathe from Dark Side of the Moon, the 50th anniversary with Eric Elper and Daryl Sturden, counting down their five favorite songs from the album. That takes us to Eric Elper's number two favorite song. On the Run, Eric.
I love this song, and mostly because it's about the pressures of air travel. And if anybody knows me, they know that I'm terrified of planes, and it goes within the whole concept of the record, which is ultimately the fear of death, and we're all going to die one day. And happy March.
On the Run is a classic, and we don't have time for it to get really into it, but all of these songs that people, if you grew up in my era, you probably know all of them. Let's find out what Daryl has as his number two favorite song on the album. Digging away the moments that make up a dull day. Time, Daryl.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you mentioned classics. I think this is a staple of classic rock radio. You know, I love the groove in the underpinning the song is just fantastic. I love the fact too that those clocks that start off the song were recorded by Alan Parsons as an engineer in an antique store, and he was just doing that to test quad recording equipment, and then it ended up on the album. Interestingly enough, this is the only song in the album that credits all four of the band members for the songwriting, and it's the last Pink Floyd song to do so in their entire discography.
Wow, I did not know that. I did know about Alan Parsons talking about that, though.
We were doing time. He suggested we might like to have these clocks.
My memory of it is just this room full of tapes rolling around, because without any sort of computer help, everything had to be done manually.
Getting all the clocks to chime at the right time.
And then the very critical thing of tapes starting at a specific moment, which is all done with hand signs and stopwatches.
This is the number one song Eric Elper is picking from Dark Side of the Moon. Dark Side of the Moon. Speak to me. Eric?
Yeah, this song, look, the importance of an opening song on a classic album is paramount. With this one, the first thing you hear is silence. And 10 seconds later, you have a heartbeat, and 20 more seconds, the ticking of a clock. And then the cash register, the helicopter, a bit of laughter. It's all in here. It sets up the album so perfectly. And for an album that sold 45 million copies, the fact that you hear silence for so long is kind of paranoid-like, but I love it.
And here's Daryl's number one song. Daryl, I got 20 seconds for you. Why this one?
Well, why not this one? I mean, I think if you ask anyone to name one song off of Dark Side of the Moon, they're going to pick this one. And it's just, again, such a unique, great song. That 7/4 time signature, the sound effects, that bass line walking all over the neck. It's just fantastic.
Guys, thank you very much. Eric Elper and Daryl Sturden on the top five songs they're picking from Dark Side of the Moon on the 50th anniversary.